Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Jared, do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
Did you know that Troy Aikman in only 6 years has passed for 16,303 yards?
Do you know bees and dogs can smell fear?
Troy Aikman.
Troy had all the baddest girls in the world at the time, all the country music girls. Oh, like, man, come on, man.
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I played professional football. That I was able to do so with so many great players and coaches and win 3 world championships and wind up here today with all these great men in gold jackets, well, it's almost too much to believe. I am humbled to be welcomed to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and I thank you.
6-time Pro Bowl quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
Now we got a championship game. This is what it's all about. The losing team is out. The winning team goes to the Super Bowl.
Aikman quickly. The pass to Harper. Harper off to the races.
That was a heck of a call. That was a heck of a throw by Troy Aikman.
And here's Dave Wannstedt right here, and he gets to relax down there now. He's had the number one defense all year. But doggone it, you've got to get to the Super Bowl, too, and they did that.
3-time Super Bowl champion.
Troy Aikman. Aikman's previous 2 Super Bowls, over 70% completion rate, a record for the Super Bowl. 27-17. Dallas, the champions again.
Super Bowl MVP.
Troy Aikman, you and the Dallas Cowboys just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to Disney World!
Analyst for Monday Night Football.
There's not a lot of positives, and Bears fans know it, but Kyler Gordon is one of them, and I've enjoyed watching him in the year that he's had. He's one of the better nickel corners that I've seen in the league.
Troy Aikman with Spiegel and Holmes.
It's always been Roy. I didn't think Troy could get shortened, but but it did, yeah.
On 670 The Score.
On Monday night, he will be with our friend Joe Buck calling Bears Vikings. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Dave Wannstedt here with us, courtesy of Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape. Troy Aikman now joining us here on The Score. Troy, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Troy. Dave here. Hey, you know, I want our listeners here to appreciate how much I do, we do, having you come on. I'm sitting in my house 2 hours ago, and who's on ESPN TV? Troy. I walk out, and Tony's the same guy that I asked him if he watched the Netflix series, and he said, why would I do that, Troy? Okay, you know Tony. He says, why would I watch that? And he went on to something else. But I walk out, and he says, Troy, he's in New York visiting his brother. He said, I just listened to Troy on Mad Dog. And now here he is with us in Chicago. So
we're very appreciative, Troy.
We appreciate it, Troy, much. But
absolutely, absolutely. Been a busy day for sure.
Hey, a question, you know, obviously with the game, and the number one topic here is Caleb Williams. We all know that. With all your quarterback experience and doing games and watching quarterbacks all shapes and sizes and years, what would be a positive night in your mind? Year two, Caleb Williams going out there Monday night, where you could walk away and say, you know what, that was a good night for him. What would you, how would you kind of put that into?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. It's a hard one to answer before you get into the game. I don't know that short of winning that anyone walks out feeling good, but yet I also know that there are those circumstances where you do come out of a ball game, even in defeat, and you say, wow, we showed some things and this is something we can build on. But I think, Dave, just based on what I've seen of them in the preseason, obviously a new play caller, new head coach, different system, really both sides of the ball, what that might look like. But I think for Caleb, it's really handling just the mechanics of the position and operating within the offense. I know pre-snap penalties, things of that nature have been a bit of an issue. They had a lot of penalties last year as well.
Yep.
Cleaning a lot of that up. I've talked about it on some of these shows that I've been on. On the one hand, you've got Caleb, who's played against this Minnesota defense. He had some success last year against them. And so he has that to build on, but then he'll be doing it within a framework of a different offense, one that I think should be more quarterback friendly and should give him an opportunity to have more consistency and a higher level of success as he moves through the year. But nevertheless, it is going to be a challenging ball game for them. But how he handles all of what there's so much that goes into playing quarterback and playing it at a really high level. And a lot of it goes beyond just being able to simply throw a football. And so I think probably from my perspective, you know, what does all of that look like? And does this look like an offense that's going to be competitive and something that we really haven't seen a lot of offensively from the Chicago Bears in quite some time.
Troy, you kickstarted an education for us and our listeners last year on this show when you talked about wanting Caleb to be under center more. And we have seen him under center in training camp, and we've realized how that is so necessary to allow the run game to do what it does. And now the pass game obviously works off that. And you look at the Detroit offense the last 3 years, and everybody gets to eat. Everybody gets yards, and everything yeah. can work out when it does that. Is Caleb going to be smart enough early in the season to do what a Jared Goff has to do at a line of scrimmage for Ben Johnson in kind of deciding where to attack and kind of what play to go? Like we're excited to see him under center. We're excited to see the run game, but I don't know if he's going to be psychologically ready from the get-go to do everything he's got to do.
Well, I think from the one standpoint that there has been, and it's natural. I know when Norv Turner came to Dallas in my third year, everybody wanted our offense to look like the LA Rams and Jim Everett, and it wasn't realistic. And I don't know that the expectations are realistic as we go into this season based on, you know, Jared Goff had been in the league 5 years. He'd been to a Super Bowl. He'd been to a couple Pro Bowls. And so his maturation and his level of understanding what defenses were doing and what was required of the position was vastly different. And he had played at a different level, of course, than what Caleb has in just his first year. And I think there are going to be a lot of similarities. It's a, you know, you don't completely overhaul the system, but you try to make it fit with the personnel that you have. Now, you know, when I talked about last year, Caleb being under center, it really probably had less to do with the run game, although there are a lot more options on what you're capable of doing within the run game when you do have a quarterback under center. But my reason for saying that last year was just to try to speed him up. And I think a lot of these quarterbacks that come out of college, there's not a real sense of urgency, and there's also not a real sense of timing in the way in which they throw the football. And we've seen the pendulum swing a little bit in the league to where we're seeing more offenses, really the whole Sean McVay tree, whether it's Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan. And then of course, what we've seen of Ben Johnson in Detroit, you're seeing run games married more with the play action game. And that was a big part of my success as a quarterback and our Cowboys teams. And so I think by putting him under center, running some play action, it forces him to just throw more on schedule and not have to rely so much on the off-schedule plays that he's effective with. But I just don't know how you can make a living in the NFL if you don't have a sense of timing and the receivers aren't expecting the football to come out at a certain time. And we saw it last year, 68 sacks. That Caleb took, and I'm a firm believer that, yes, when you get sacked a lot, usually the offensive line has a role in that. But typically, I view the sack totals as a quarterback stat more so than an offensive line. And if you're a quarterback, I've seen it from Tom Brady over the years, when he didn't have an offensive line and just simply refused to take a sack. You know, sack in so many ways is basically you might as well punt the football. You're not going to overcome it and pick up a first down. Not a turnover, but certainly kind of kills a drive. So there's got to be a sense for a quarterback that you're not going to take negative plays and you're not going to take sacks. And so that number has to improve dramatically. It should, one, because he's in his second year, but then also the improvements in the offensive line and the fact that Ben Johnson's going to be running a passing game that's not going to rely on Caleb Williams running around as much as he had to a year ago.
Hey, Troy, the other thing with this game that obviously that's a topic is the Brian Flores big pressure blitz defense. And, you know, there's an old coaching thing we used to always say, you know, and this is kind of a two-part question for you. Get your thoughts on that. Let's pressure the old bad ones and pressure the new ones, the young ones, quarterbacks, that is, and then cover versus the real good ones. You know, that was kind of, but, you know, but I remember, like Kansas City, when Matt Nagy was here, he wanted five out regardless of who the quarterback was or if it was blitz, get five out and get the ball off. And I can remember when Norv was with me at the Dolphins, we went down and played the Cowboys, you know, on a Thursday night game, Thanksgiving Day. And Norv came in, and I, you know, I was doing the defensive thing, and he was doing the offense, and he came in, and he says, you know, this is going to – I said, hey, what's this Zimmer defense? Cowboys were number one in the NFL in blitz at that time. And he says, here's what I'm thinking. He says, I'm thinking that we're going to run one receiver routes and keep everybody in a block. I says, oh, really? I says, oh, okay, you know, if you think it'll work, you know. And we went out there. And Chris Chambers from Wisconsin, local kid here, you know, was our only – and we ran a lot of routes with one receiver. And we kept the tight ends and the fullback, everybody in the block. And Jay Fiedler was our quarterback. And, you know, we beat him by 2 touchdowns, I think, that night, you know, on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Your thought process on pressuring the young quarterbacks, you think that's a big deal in today's football? And two, what's been your philosophy as far as getting guys out or protecting? What would you rather have?
I would tell you, for me, Dave, I preferred getting 5 guys out. I just felt like I would know where the blitz was coming, and if we couldn't pick it up, I give me some options where I know where I can get the ball out and get it to someone who's running open. And, you know, you start trying to pack people in there and max protect, and then they show a look, but then they don't bring it. And you know, if you're running 1 or 2 receiver routes, those guys better be pretty good at creating some separation. I think you can get really stuck. And I, as a quarterback who wasn't as mobile as a lot of these guys, you know, I had to depend on my ability to just beat them with the football. But I think for this game with Caleb and what Brian Flores has shown, at least in Minnesota in prior years, is a little different from what he did in Miami. In Miami, he brought, you know, a lot of the zero blitzes to where he had no safety in the middle of the field and would bring one more than you were able to protect. And how was a quarterback then going to handle that? What I've seen more, especially last year, was a lot of blitzing on early downs, first and second downs, but it seemed to me like he was doing that more for run fits and just trying to hold up against the run. And they did. They were a top 5 run defense last year. Teams just had a hard time moving the football on the ground. They vary the looks on third downs, but typically they were only rushing 4 most of the time because he wanted to protect his corners and not give up any big plays. And it was pretty effective. So I do think that as a quarterback, when you're playing against a coordinator like Flores, he brings so many different looks, and trying to sort that out and know who's coming and who's got who, and it can confuse you. And for a young quarterback like Caleb, who hasn't been exposed to a lot of those types of things, and especially now in week 1 playing within a new offensive system, I would imagine he'll test him especially early, and see how he holds up to that. But you know, I know there's been a lot of people talking about what Ben Johnson did in Detroit and Jared Goff against Minnesota. They were able to hit some big plays against them at times. I'm sure, that's what you'd like to do. And whether or not Chicago can take advantage of some of those opportunities, because there are some big plays to be had, we'll find out on Monday night. But that'll be the challenge for the Bears.
Hey, Troy, are the Packers the best team in the division now with Micah Parsons? I mean, what the hell, man? Bears fans are not pleased.
I like the pack. I like the division in general. I mean, last year, gosh, you know, to go like Minnesota to go 14-3 and you don't even win the division. I mean, that tells you all you need to know. And so, but I do like the Packers. I believe that with the Lions, my question with the Lions is, of course, with losing their 2 coordinators, and that's important. I'm a big believer in coaching. I know how much it impacted my career and our teams. And we lost Dave after our first Super Bowl. We lost Norv after our second. And it just really wasn't ever quite the same. So you lose 2 guys in the same year. If anyone can hold it together, it's Dan Campbell. I got great appreciation for him. But that's going to be a challenge for the entire organization. But I do like the continuity of the Green Bay Packers. Matt LaFleur, what they do offensively, they've got a really good young team. And you know, Dave can relate to this, much like what Charles Haley was for us in 92 in giving us a legitimate, you know, pass rusher who could really change and tilt the outcome. Parsons certainly does that for a defense that really came on last year and played good football. But, yeah, if I was picking right now as to who I like the best in that division, I would go with the Green Bay Packers. And this was even before Micah joined them, but now especially.
Troy, thank you so much for being gracious with your time. We really do learn a lot when you come on in Chicago. It's great having your perspective on what Caleb Williams is doing. And Joe Buck's our guy, so we love hearing you two guys continue to have that strong relationship on Monday Night Football. Thank you. Have a great call and rest your voice because you've been everywhere.
Hey, Troy, thanks, buddy.
I appreciate it. I'm excited to get to Chicago. I love that town and really looking forward to kicking off the year there this season.
Thanks, Troy.
Thanks, Troy. We'll talk, buddy.
You bet, guys.
Thank you.
That's Troy Aikman.
Yeah, man. The lots of great stuff in there.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.